Black Seinfeld, yep. Nerd New York.
Yep. All in one.
All in one.
Two for one special.
Super season. No, series finale.
Hiatus. Because this is going to be the last one for a while, man. It's going to be the last one for, I don't know how long, man. I'll be honest with you, man. So, before we just talk, this is just going to be a talk episode. This is just going to be, it might be a boring episode for y'all. Because, I don't know. Because I don't really want to talk about anything that's going on in the world right now.
A lot of things going on in the world right now.
I mean, a lot is, but then it isn't. Like Ben Coonson and, you know, all that other
stuff. NBA Finals.
You know, all that stuff.
LeBron going to the championship.
Yeah.
Again, you know.
To Durant in his first ring this year. Predictions. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
4-1. 4-1.
Nah.
I say 3.
I want this thing to go to 7
maybe
again.
Maybe more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because, LeBron and them, they're stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the Warriors got, like, a lot of, like, star power and potential.
Right.
Especially Durant stepping up.
But, you know, before all that, I just want to say I need to get some things out the air first. First off, you know, if you genuinely rock with us, man, we're going to be at WBAI.
Yes.
May 31st. I just got some news. Maybe we might be on for an hour, so please come in by at least 6 o'clock. We need to be y'all need to be there by 6.
Send me the address.
I will give y'all the address.
GG. 1 hour.
Yeah, right, man. Lady. So Trump Watch is by Jesse Lynn, and it's a show basically it discusses the tropes and the presidency of one Donald J. Trump. You can listen to us. You can listen to that 99.5 FM, 6 o'clock p.m., May 31st. Okay.
Woo!
And that's going to be a special day, too, because it's Sebastian's birthday as well.
Yeah. Woo! Turning 23.
Exactly. So,
getting old, man.
Yeah. No, it's just your jump man year.
Yeah, it is. I've been saying I was 23 since March.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, so if you genuinely rock with us, man, you like what we have to say, you know, go on there. May 31st, 99.5 FM. You know, get familiar with the show, too. You know, go on his SoundCloud, you know, Trump Watch starring Jesse Lynn. See what he talks about. See how his style is. You know, because I told Jesse, like, look, man, I want you to listen to Black Seinfeld. See what it is. Listen to what we do. Now, picture that on your show. It's going to get wild, okay?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And the only difference is this is live. It's going to be live on
the FCC
on FM. And yeah, the FCC will be listening.
Definitely listening.
So, which means there's 7 words that you can't say.
Yeah.
Which are.
Okay.
No, oh, it's going to be weird.
The 7
though.
Words that you can't say.
Hello.
Live on. Huh?
All right, we'll just follow the same rules this year. It's exactly. Going to be weird because I asked my brother, should I say Bastian Nissa or Sebastian Louis Zaire? He's like, nah, these guys are full governments. All right.
No. You say your radio.
Nah, the branding doesn't start there. It starts here.
That's
I mean?
True.
You guys keep it separate from mm-hmm. the leftists.
Yeah.
Radio to college.
I'm still saying Steve.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm sorry. This is stuff I should discuss, like, off the air behind the scenes. But, like, yo, Jesse wants me to get you guys' age, what you're studying in college, and like, a brief bio, like, occupation.
Why?
Because he's a journalist, man. That's what they do.
Brief bio. Like, I just sent him my LinkedIn.
Yeah, just like one sentence, like Bastian, like 23-year-old Bastian.
Mad cool.
You know, marketing major
from Queens.
From Hollis.
Represent.
Queens.
Hollis? You from Hollis?
I live in Hollis. I'm not from Hollis. I'm from Forest Hills.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think
you
I'm Hollis.
You near me?
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, I am.
You near me? Yeah.
I think we spoke about it. I'm on 211.
Yeah.
And you know, you'd be like Steve. Do you still intern at him?
No, it ended, actually.
Dang, they didn't ask you to stay?
No, it's not that. It's only for a certain amount of months. There's no extension.
I mean, mine is too, but they asked me to stay.
Yeah, you're at the radio station.
The radio station, yeah.
It's a different thing. That's true. They'd be like, yo, Steve, did they like what you did?
Yeah, a lot.
How come they didn't pick you up?
No, just going to write him a nice letter.
That's it?
A beautiful red letter.
It's because you pissed off Eric Trump, man.
Who?
Isn't that his kid's name, Eric?
Oh, yeah. He was down the street when I started. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. That was funny. It really violated him.
Life is rough for the Trumps.
Nigga beat the building.
Life is... Nah, I don't care.
Yo.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I really don't care for him.
Like, you saw me, the Pope.
Yeah.
And the memes from that. It's just ridiculous.
I don't know what's up with Trump and hands, but like...
Yo, his wife?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, why were they wearing all black?
Because... It was a funeral.
No, but it was awkward.
So basically, when Pope Francis met Barack Obama, he was all smiley. But now that Pope Francis had to meet Donald Trump, he looked very sad.
Yeah.
Yep. Blank face.
Like listening to a J. Cole album, you know, that type of reaction.
Oh, yes. You got to bring, yes.
Wow.
Yo, the first thing I want to give a shout out to and to say thank you to Miss Emanuela Vaughn. Okay, because if it wasn't for Emanuela, I would not have met Sebastian.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Way back. Wow, we're really going way back with the shout-outs.
We're going way back.
Way back.
Because Emanuela
and I... shout-out to Kevin, too.
Williams?
Yeah.
Shouts-out to Kevin Williams, too, because he graduated from Full Sail, finally.
Yeah.
What, photography, I think, right?
Something in art.
Something in art, man. So shouts-out to him. But, no, shouts-out to Emanuela, because Emanuela and I had... class together freshman year, English 125, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'd hang out with a lot of people too that were freshmen, and one of the first people she introduced me to was this dude Sebastian, right?
I was in a French class, 101.
You were in French class?
Yeah.
Did you pass that with flying colors, huh?
Flying colors? Yeah. Struggling?
You
me? Two B minuses? Lit? Yeah.
But like, I mean,
no, it's not the same thing.
I know, but I was gonna say Creole is like is off of
it's close
of French.
No, it's not. We don't follow the same rules.
Oh, I know that, but I'm saying like
no, that's the problem because they don't follow the same rules. Everything is harder.
Is it harder in Creole or French for you?
Well, because I understand and comprehend to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Creole, I don't speak it. Right. I do know my words, but I can't really. Mm-hmm. You know. I'm not fluent in it. French, on the other hand, it has so many rules, and I have this deep root, like, seed hatred for the language because of the rules and how nonsense it is, how bourgeois it is.
I realized that a lot of Haitian people, like, they hate French with a passion.
But, like, because most of them can't speak it, or if they speak it, they're not really good at it. Most of them just speak it, can't read it, they can't comprehend it, because back in the day, in the schools, they just study it. They just memorize the passage. Okay. They don't know what they're saying. They're not comprehending.
Right.
No, we study to comprehend so we can understand the test. For them, they just memorize the entire book.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So that's the thing about French.
Okay. So, yeah, Manuel and I, we would be in the cafeteria. And then all of a sudden, this guy came in, Sebastian. And, you know, he'd just sit with us. And I don't know, like, we just got on the subject of music. Right, and this was before he called me a plebe, which I will get to that. Wow. I will definitely get to that, but you know, I think what was hot at the moment, I think Wolf came out, Tyler the Creator's Wolf.
Third album.
I was like, yo, Wolf is out, and Sebastian's like, oh yeah, that's a dope album. I think it's better than God, and I was like, oh, I made a friend.
There's another problem that I had during that group that we had.
Yeah, what was that?
I think it was this is the first time I realized that I should. Choose
your friends,
not friends, but like people to talk about music with, because you could offend the entire room off
which
saying
you have.
Wrong thing.
Which
yeah,
you have.
But it wasn't J. Cole, because at that time, I
killing it.
Yeah, he was killing it. Yeah. I didn't diss him. I was like, all right, I'm looking out for his next album. Didn't was too crazy about the first one. Liked it,
right.
Hoping for something more.
You like Born Sinner.
Yeah, Born Sinner. I got some. Right. I got a little something I wanted. But,
no,
but I there. It was the time when Justin Timberlake's. Part one came out.
Yeah,
right?
2020 experience.
And everybody's talking about the single Suits. It's like, Suits is okay, but I was listening on iTunes the other day because they released it 2 days early on iTunes. That's before Apple Music.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, the album's way better than Suits song. And Ties. And
yeah.
Suits and Ties is trash.
We agreed on this.
And everybody looked at me funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized, like, oh, I offended the entire room.
Yeah.
I
offended the whole room.
I remember we liked part one, but we hated part two.
Part two was trash.
Part two
yeah,
was part
I didn't even
trash.
Try by it. I bought part one the day it came out,
trash,
but part
yeah.
two was a mess.
Yeah. But I'm going to get to that because I believe, yo, back then you were a bit more pompous than you are now.
Yeah.
About your music. Yes, you were. You so were.
Mm.
But yeah, so Sebastian and I became friends, right? And I think this was around sophomore year, right?
Yeah.
This was sophomore year. And so, basically in York College, guys, there's clubs but like, I mean, you don't really know about them.
Right.
That much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I remember, I think it was fall semester 2013, and you know, every opening semester they have, you know, orientations for like freshmen or whatnot, and they had like little events around over at the gym, right? And so I go, I think Sebastian goes. I don't think Sebastian went.
No, I did. I went with you.
Yeah, he went with me, right? Yeah. And we're around, and then I saw this tent, right? And it said YC Radio. And I was like, man, what would Charlamagne do? Because, you know, Charlamagne is one of my idols. You know, what would Star and Buckwild do? You know?
So oh, I was my like, goodness, you took it back.
Yeah, they're one of my idols, for real. And so, I went up to this guy who was DJing at the booth or whatever. And then, you know, he had some locks on him. He had some glasses. And
I wonder who that is.
And that is the lead operator. And I was like, hey man, excuse me, this is the radio station. He's like, yeah. And I was like, how do I get into this thing? Right? He's like, I want to do it. And then one of the things he said to me was like, what can you bring to YC Radio? And I was like, no, honesty, I bring the truth, I keep it real. And then he gave me this like form to sign out or whatever. And he was like, after this event, I want you to come to room 1G06G. That's where the station is. And then at the time, the person who was DJing as well was Blackout. Shouts out to Blackout, one of the best DJs that I know.
Shout out to him. Shout out to Obi.
Shouts out to Obi. He graduated too, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him. But yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. And then I was just kicking it with Sebastian. We hated, like, the party, it was cool, but like Noah was dancing. And
no, it wasn't cool. It was sus.
No. The party was sus, but the music was dope because Blackout was spinning.
Yeah.
But
I don't remember the music.
I do remember the music.
I was just trying to understand what is a college party.
Yeah, but see, the problem was like everyone at student government had like this orientation thing where they like asked questions,
you know,
and
the
they wanted us to be in a circle. We had the whack pizza
from
the cafeteria.
Yeah. Talk about pizza. I could rate the pizza here. 3 out of 10, too much bread, not enough sauce, the cheese is bland.
Yeah, the cheese
preach.
Is problematic.
So, speaking facts right now.
Oh, Daniel walked in, by the way, y'all. Daniel Lashley's here, finally.
Yes.
What's that? Back. 3 out of 10 is generous.
Yeah.
What would you rate it then, Mona? 2?
Well, sometimes it helps you out. That's the thing. Like when you like between your hours in class.
Yeah.
Might have to chat on the slice real quick.
And it was $2.
So can't be mad.
That was the only cheapest thing there.
Yeah. So I think the next day, I know because you said you went.
Right.
Then you told me to come through, and I said, like,
no,
all right, I'm gonna check it
but
out.
But first, no. Brian was like, hey, I need to introduce you to someone. I need to Giovanni meet John Bruno.
Shout out to Bruno.
Shout out to John Bruno. Okay. Because if it wasn't for John Bruno, okay, I would have to wait a semester to do my show. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, go on, Daniel.
Bruno was cool, man. Mm-hmm. Bruno was the realest guy I knew.
Yeah. So first off, no, I went to the room or whatever. I saw how YC Radio was. I saw all of the soundproof padding, and I saw
it looks
the
exactly
mics.
The same.
It
now.
Looks exactly the same,
which
but,
is nice.
But at that time, that was when they first got it.
Yeah,
because Brian was like, you know, I'm making changes out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I got new money.
Exactly. He was like,
Brian.
And he was like, you know, we trying to
get trap money.
We're trying to look for some new shows or whatnot. And he was like, so what are you trying to? What are you pitching? I was like, oh, you know, I figured, you know, there's a lot of talk. And there's a lot of talk on the radio and sports talk. I was like, you know, why don't we have a show that's dedicated to talk about like comic books and movies and pro wrestling and all that stuff? And I'm gonna call it The Nerdist because I just ripped off Chris Hardwick's show off top.
That's how it be in the beginning.
Yeah, that's how it was in the beginning. And oh, he was like, okay, so I filled out the form or whatever. And then he gave me a paper of the YC Radio point sheet, point system. Or whatever.
It was less complicated back then.
It was less complicated. He was like, you get a point for following us on Facebook, following us on Twitter. Like, you get points for that.
Gosh darn point system.
Mm-hmm. He was like, you have to get 20 points, and you have to wait for the semester, right? I was like, the semester? And he was like, yeah, you gotta wait for the semester. So
I think it works out. There's a lot of people trying to apply for a show.
That's true. That's true.
If you look at the calendar, it's pretty packed.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people, right, that would always come in and out because they just wanted a show.
Yeah.
But they just didn't get one. but I really wanted to show. And then I told Sebastian about it. I was like, yo, man, I'm doing a radio station. I'm doing a radio thing. He's like, oh, where are you doing the radio thing? I'm like, yeah, you wanna come and like come through and see it and like try it out? He's like, yeah, all right, cool. Because
for some reason, I felt that you wanted me to DJ, but I'm not a DJ.
Yeah, no.
And so I was very confused and conflicted. It's like right. Radio, because my dad does radio, so yeah. I understand the premise of it. But coming to YC Radio, once you're in here, it's a different experience. Right.
Can I ask you a question, like, off subject? Did you tell your dad about WBAI?
Yeah.
What did he think?
Oh, he said, are you ready for it? Do you have enough information? Mm-hmm. And you sure do you want to go?
Right.
So
okay.
I said, it's my birthday. So, yeah, so go.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. But, so I take Sebastian with me, and I think one of the first shows that was going on air with Maya Jones. Shouts out to Maya Jones in Czech Urban. Okay, she's an author and all that stuff now. She down south doing her thing.
Yo, that was her first. That was our first show.
That was our first show.
First show. It's like
thrown into the trenches.
Just like that. I
remember being excited. Like, yo, Sebastian, we gonna be on air, dog. Sebastian was like, I don't think I'm ready for this yet, dude. I wasn't ready for this. And then
it was work.
And then. See, like, I didn't realize, like, you know, like the radio voice is a real thing because, you know, we talk to Maya just, you know, regularly, and then she just goes into her show. She's like, hello and welcome to In Check Urban. I'm your host, Maya Jones. I'm like, oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole change and shift and
yes.
Vocal. Like, we don't really do that, to be honest.
No.
I think we just talk.
Come in like our regular
I just come in, I just talk.
But I guess if you want a continue following, you know, it's like radio.
I developed that
too. So, you know, just yelling at the mic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I told Jesse, I was like, yo, get ready, dude. I'm gonna yell into that mic. But I think she had some guest on it. He was like on American Idol or something too. Very talented dude. And he was talking a lot about the industry and how you know they didn't want to use him because, you know, he
doesn't fit a profile.
He doesn't fit that profile, and you know, he was very adamant on, you know, staying true to himself.
He kept it real.
I'm mad that I actually remember all of this.
I still have the card.
You do have the card.
Yes.
Wow.
I have this place in my next to my speaker that has all the cards I've collected over the years. Never called anybody, but it's good to have them.
Okay, fair enough.
But that was a fun first show. Then we did these random shows.
We did the York College Universe, man, and it was and it was
Marvel
guest hosting. It was starring John Bruno, okay, and then it would be me and Sebastian, and then shouts out to Mezzy Your Mental, okay.
Oh yes,
because Mezzy was amazing. I remember one of the first things
Here. I see her.
She's on Long Island. She doing her thing, you know. And the first things, you know, I would slander her about was, like, I think I used to say, like, she used to stick pencils in dogs' eyes or something like that. Do you remember that?
I do remember something like that.
I used to say she used to abuse animals or something like
that. It was something hot. It was some hot take she said.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah.
I was like, no.
That was before I got here.
That was so before you got here. This is, like, 2013, early 2014.
Yeah. It's just a lot of random shows that we did to kind of stack up points.
We hated on Drake all the time.
And I didn't understand. I think around that time I was like, I didn't hate Drake. It's like, Drake is fine. Like, I'm still vibing from his mixtape
days. Nothing was the same Drake.
Yeah. But
so I was like, that album was whack.
That's my favorite Drake.
Nothing was the same?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Drake. Yeah.
I like If You're Reading This Is Too
No,
Much Drake.
No, Take Care was, I understood when you were dissing him because of Take Care. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, Nothing Would Have Seemed was great. All right, there's a lot of great songs.
No,
yeah,
Pound I like Cake, that's it.
I mixtape, Take Care, Nothing Was the Same. I like, yeah, If You're Reading,
I used to do a lot of impressions of Drake. I'd be like,
yo, when I used to, for his birthday, I put that joint on Snapchat. He was like singing, he was doing the hand thing and all that.
Yeah,
that
was.
Used to do that a lot. Funny.
But we stopped that for some, like, I don't know.
Because, like, it just got old.
We don't really hate Drake. He's pretty.
You
saw
him.
His speech, right?
I did see his speech. Like,
it was great.
Man, whatever, dude.
No, that was a fun. Drake. That was a fun
speech. The way he ended it was ludicrous, though.
It was so.
Oh, no, the thing about his dad, it's like, my dad got purple shoes and a purple suit. Boy, you don't stop. I was dying. That was great.
Now, we saw Lil Wayne dead?
Yeah.
Rip up the shoes.
That was great.
It's like Nicki Minaj himself. thankful that we reconnected. I'm like, you know,
kind of awkward.
Whatever. Oh yeah, that was
whatever.
That's not gonna happen.
We're not talking about Drake.
She's dating.
Nas.
She's dating.
How you feel about that?
With two queens.
Queens get the money.
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj. I don't know. Kind of forget about her. Some days we forget she's from Queens.
I do forget.
It's like after she does something, like, you know she's from South Queens, right?
I was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was reminded.
Now I remember.
No, whenever I want to remind myself that she's from Queens, I just listen to Beam Me Up, Scotty.
Really?
No. Wow. Just for the culture.
That you like that?
I like that. That's the only.
That's the first mixtape I heard. It's like, nah, this is whack.
Really? Yeah. But in her discography, it's the best thing ever.
Really?
In her discography.
Mm.
Yeah,
you need to harp on that
one?
Her
first two albums are whack, dude.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Beam Me Up, Scotty.
Yeah,
fire.
It was a terrible cover.
Take Print was better.
I mean, it was back in, what, 2009?
Yeah, you're right. 2009 mixtape covers were just...
Speaking of 2009, T-Wayne.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
I felt like I was back in high school, man. It was wild.
It was fine because some things like these, I would just call it out. It's like, no, this is whack because it came from the past. But this is something that was supposed to come out.
I like that.
And it's like most artists like him, like them, back in those days, they wouldn't drop it.
Yeah.
So it's like for T-Pain to drop it, it's like, yeah, sure. Why not? Everybody like still respects you, T-Pain.
Yeah, I like that.
Everybody still respects you.
Yeah, I do.
So.
You were the innovator.
Yeah,
he really was.
So I don't hate T-Pain.
I like T-Pain.
And also, I felt like, I'm sorry, Daniel. Go on.
Also, he's the T-Pain. He's the person who started the whole wearing the really big colors and stuff too.
The bright colors.
The bright colors, like the reason why Cam Newton dressed the way he dresses. The reason why Russell Westbrook dressed the way he dresses. I blame that on T-Pain.
I don't think he dressed weird though.
Yep. I like the top hat thing.
He wore a top hat.
I like the top hat thing he got going on.
That was the clown. No, that was the circus.
The circus theme for his three rings.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was a good album.
That was
actually
a great album.
It was funny.
The Can't Believe It track.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne was high as hell recording that verse. Though.
See, that's the verse. I feel like that's the verse that created every rapper.
Yes.
That verse, we all had a problem with it, but we didn't dislike it.
Right.
You know, we played the whole entire song. Yep. Did not skip Wayne's verse.
Everybody got their style.
Like,
never
from the music video. He's on the roller coaster.
Right.
He's like, you sure you're going to rap like that?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was just playing.
Oh, God.
I still know the words. Yeah. That's what's funny. Dude, you're pointing at ooh, win. Ooh, but we gonna keep on doing.
That's the verse I like to... If I wrote a book about mumble rap and quotations...
That's where it started.
I don't care.
And you know, one of the innovators of Vice Radio is John Brunel. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely helped put this thing on the map.
So.
And I remember literally, like... We were just sitting here in the studio. Nothing was going on. You know, he really liked the idea of the whole Nerd New York thing. And Brian wasn't there. So sorry, Brian. What had happened was, like, he was just like, you know what? We don't do Nerd New York. I was like, wait, right now? He's like, right now. I'm like, okay. And then the first episode, we talked about the Forever Evil series that came out.
Oh,
DC.
Man, that's a while ago.
I told you. This is old, man.
Jeez.
That was probably the same season you're talking about the Spider-Man Spectacular. No. Mm-hmm. The Spider-Man with Dr. Ock.
I think that was 2014?
Oh, it's probably your second season, though?
That was probably the second season. Okay. Superior
Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, and then Nerd New York took off from there, man. Honestly, it took off from there. And then I brought some friends with me. I brought along Trone Dowd. Okay, shout out to Trone. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll never forget it because YC Radio, we were having this thing for the founder, Mr. Ray Warren, you know, class of 1976, and all of his friends who also started the radio station. And first off, Trone was like, oh, hey, man, you're that kid Giovanni who does Nerd New York, right? I was like, oh, yeah, nice to meet you, man. He's like, yeah, my name is Trone. I listen to your stuff, man. And I was different with Nerd New York because I realized, no offense, that no one really listens to that often to YC Radio Live. So I was thinking, like, okay, I'm going to make it different, and I'm going to put it as a podcast and put it on iTunes so that way more people can listen to what I have to say about the stuff. I think I was the first one. Brian, was I the first one who did that?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, just get my credit. Okay. So Tron was like, yeah, I'm a big fan. I like what you're doing with the show. He's like, my name is Tron Dowd. I'm from Pandora's Box. And he's like, I'm sure you heard of Pandora's Box. And I look at him, I'm like, nope.
What is that?
He was like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, man, I don't know what that is. He was like, oh, it's your college's newspaper. I was like, I didn't even know we had a newspaper, dog. I'm sorry, man. I didn't know. And he was like, hey, just let me know if you want me on sometime. So I'm like, all right, cool. No problem. And so I had Tron on. But, and I'll never forget this. You know, this is going to go into 2014, okay, when Bruno was gone. And then we had shouts out to Victor, okay?
Victor.
Victor was dope. Victor was cool, man.
Funny man.
Tiny man, but very funny. And he always dressed sharp with a bow tie, too.
Unnecessary, but sure. Practical.
Yes. And
then, Bruno too, always in suits.
Yes, always in a bow tie. He started that Bow Tie Mondays or something, right? Was it like a Bow Tie Mondays thing, Brian?
Something like that. I know there was a day where it was bow ties.
Yeah. Shouts out to Bill Nye too with your bow ties.
And bow ties are tacky.
But hey, there's only two belts. People. There's only two people who can pull it off. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, only a few people can pull off bow ties.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. John Bruno. Okay.
I agree.
Matt Smith.
Who? The 11th Doctor or something?
11th Doctor, yes.
Oh, wow, I got that right. Good for me.
Nerd.
Only got that because Matt Morrero, man.
Dork.
Shouts out to Matt Morrero, too. Yes. The true Green Ranger. Because he was highly into Doctor Who, and I didn't know anything about Doctor Who except for Matt Smith at the time. But I can say all that to say this. 2014, Victor was here. And also, you know, Bastion debuted his show, Malice City. That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a good show.
It was a good show. I'm mad that you stopped it.
It was a one-man show. That was kind of a problem with it because as it's different from freshman, sophomore year because school is easy. Mm-hmm. But once you start taking your major courses, and by that time I switched my major to marketing from accounting. Accounting's whack. Don't take it. Anyways, you need to really research on the artists, talk about them. I had to clean the songs before I gave them to Brian.
True.
So that was probably the difficult part. I think one time I made a mistake and gave you a dirty version. I remember it was a Danny Brown song.
Do you remember the first episode yet?
The first episode was Childish Gambino.
Yep, it was Childish Gambino.
Because the internet came out, and I think that was probably 2 weeks before I met him.
Yeah.
So I felt it was going to be personal. I knew he was coming to New York that day too, but not. It was 2 weeks after I met him. That's why I did the episode. So yeah, it was personal. It's like, oh, I met him. Now I know a lot about him and following community, all that stuff. So the first episode, it's still out there.
It's still out there. It's on Podomatic.
It's on Podomatic, yeah. But yeah, I think that's the only episode I left on because I definitely did take down everything.
Yeah, why?
Well, it's like rebranding. At one point in time, I did want to come back, but you know.
Oh yeah.
Then we started Black Seinfeld, and I was just comfortable. Just chilling, doing Black Seinfeld. So, Madison City, let me just tell everybody the show is about me going over a different artist that isn't on the radio.
You were Obie Bastion, by the way.
Yeah, I was Obie Bastion back then. Mm-hmm. Not because of
Obi-Wan.
Not because of Obi-Wan Kenobi, because before that, I was Obsidian, but I didn't really like how it flew off the tongue.
And I would just like to say, and it was not the DJ Obi-Wan as well.
Okay. No, it was just funny because we both had the same name.
Exactly.
So that's how we remembered each other. But other than that, then I changed it to Bastionissa, which is much better in my opinion.
Yo, you know what I remember too? When you said Obi Bastion, you talk about your group No Sequel, and you'd be like N-No Sequel. I remember you doing that, like, because you would talk about your SoundCloud.
Oh yeah.
And you'd be real specific on how to put in.
Yeah, because someone else had No Sequel, and we couldn't change it. Later on, we changed it, but we don't have No Sequel anymore. That kind of broke out.
Aww. Shouts out to No Sequel.
I never got to listen.
Well,
it was just a lot of beats, though.
Yeah, it was just beats.
Instrumentals.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I re-listened to that first project. Yeah. I think too crazy. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I can't go back to that style.
Well, girl, you always try to evolve. You always look on the past and see your past working. Yeah. Sometimes you see it's trash. Like my writing, I see it's trash.
Yeah, you just look at it and cringe. Like
dang. Dang. What was I thinking?
Yeah, it's like, come on, I can't use this synthesizer. I used this synthesizer like 3 times. Like, no.
I like that though. I like people who switch up the style.
Yeah, that's why I don't have any music on my SoundCloud now, because like,
you just hate everything now.
Hate everything.
Same thing with me, man. I was listening to the old stuff that we did. I was like, dang, I was terrible at this.
Which one? Like the old Black Seinfeld episode?
No,
I think those are fine.
Those are fine. I'm talking about York College Universe.
Okay.
Those were bad, in my opinion.
I think you had to start somewhere, so of course in the very beginning, you're not going to be as...
That's very true. I just ripped off Charlamagne as much as I could. That's all I did. I'm being honest.
Not a fan of Charlamagne.
We always go back and forth with this. We always go back and forth about this.
There's a few things that me and Gio disagree on.
There's, but...
Not too many, but it's enough to change the vibe of the show.
Okay, yes. First thing was Kanye West at the time, okay? Because Kanye West was going on vigorous rants, and...
The fashion industry don't want me!
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I have a problem. It's not a syndrome, but it's like, I used to be a stan.
I used to tell you that, but he was in denial.
Well, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I'm still a stan, but I'm retired. That means I don't put the extra effort protecting Kanye.
You're just objective.
Which I can. Every time I see something, I have an answer to it. So,
you're just objective, sir.
So, no, it's facts. Anyways, I retired, and that's when the Kanye talk kind of went down. I think after the Life of Pablo, that's when I retired, because it was a lot of energy.
Yeah.
For the Life of Pablo, I don't think I could do that again. Defending him, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot.
Real quick,
so
I want to talk about how I met Steve. Okay.
Sweet.
Because I met Steve.
You're now transitioning to Malice. I mean, into Black Seinfeld.
This is really nothing right now.
It's just us.
It's just us right now.
Us reflecting.
I'll never forget this, man. So I had living environment class, right?
Oh God.
And living environment class was just biology.
It was boring.
In like ninth grade. So we basically learned about stuff we learned in high school.
The soil.
We learned about soil. We learned about
you guys use that for your science credit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The food chain.
When I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life.
And I remember just sitting in this class just pissed off all the time.
Yep. He'd come into class like this.
Just mad that we're learning this in college. And the real thing that made me angry is because the same time we were learning this in college, my little sister, who was in like fifth grade at the time, or seventh grade, was learning the exact same thing.
So you go home and talk about it.
No, so what I did was, so once the professor decided to talk about soil, right? I just said out loud, I was like...
Interrupted her.
Yeah, tell him please what
he basically interrupted. He was like, why are we learning about soil? There's more important things we should be learning about. And he went in like off topic, and it was dumb funny at the same time. So she felt offended that he interrupted.
Yeah.
But the thing is about the it was just funny, so you couldn't really say anything. Like, he got away with it.
So the first thing I said was like, yo, we are really learning about dirt in college right now. Like, we're paying to learn about dirt, essentially. And she goes, well, when you get old, what happens to you? I'm like, we die. And then she goes, where do we go? And I go, we go to heaven. We go to heaven.
Everybody started laughing.
I'm like, we go to heaven.
And everybody started laughing. Jeez. I remember that.
Yeah. That's how essentially Steve and I started talking, because he thought what I said was funny.
It was dumb funny.
And basically everyone at class shared the same feeling.
Because it was boring and he made
first
it
of all, first of all, remember.
Yeah.
This is college. You get to choose whatever science class you guys took.
Fair enough.
I took astronomy, and I just finished up this DNA science class for biology.
Loyalty and royalty.
Very interesting.
Inside of DNA.
Astronomy was awesome.
So astronomy is something else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
But see, remember, this is when I still had the pink slip. All right. So when we had the pink slip, you had to take one of those classes. I had to take living environment.
Was that when eSIMS was a thing?
Yeah, that was when eSIMS was a thing.
That's when eSIMS was
a thing.
Oh my God.
I'm the last of a dying breed. Like,
I miss eSIMS.
It's funny, I don't remember eSIMS.
Really? After I graduate, like, eSIMS is dead. It's dead officially. Yeah. After we graduate 2017, eSIMS is done. It's over.
Yeah.
Miss E-Sums.
So yeah, I had to take living environment, whatever.
Me too.
So I was really angry at that, and you know, people could relate to it. So that's how Steve and I started talking,
right? And then he was like, yeah, I'm doing the show. I was like, yeah, I gotta come check it out.
And he never did, because Steve was busy with art, with art club.
Stevie was busy with life, yeah. I was part of the club. And then one day we started, we reconnected, and he's like, yeah, we're doing the show. I'm like, where? So I came through, and then that's how
Steve came
ended up here.
Yeah,
and
the season reason, 4 of Black Seinfeld.
Right.
Now let's talk about Black Seinfeld real quick, because I want to let you know how this actually started, because the reason why Black Seinfeld started, because honestly, I got sick and tired of talking about nerd stuff all the time, okay? And I just wanted to talk about something different. And I felt like I wanted to talk about just like how the world is. I wanted to give my opinion on it. So I figured
when we cared about politics.
Exactly. When I cared about everything. And I basically, initially, I wanted to call it, Therapy Hour. And it was just going to be like the microphone was my therapist. And I'll just talk about whatever that's going on in the world and whatever like made me angry. And I was like, man, maybe I need like a co-host or something. And I instantly thought of Sebastian. And the reason why I thought of Sebastian is because I think it would have been easier to have him as a host, because, you know, we didn't agree on everything. So it would have some sort of like captivating conversation at
the time. Yeah. It'd be weird if everybody agrees on something.
Exactly.
No one's fighting.
It would get boring at the time.
No one's fighting.
It would just get boring all the time if you just agree on every single thing.
Like three Charlemagne's in a room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God.
And then,
that'll Jesus. Be a problem.
And then I'll never forget the first episode
obviously
we did.
Obviously, Steve is Ebro.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, easy there. I don't know if you heard about the recent spat between those two, by the way.
No. Oh, no, I didn't.
It was going at each other today.
No. Oh, okay. It's not real. It's not real.
It's industry stuff.
But anyways, the first episode we had was, we talked about Ebola. We talked about the food pyramid going into a food circle. It was like a food circle.
Yes, they did change it.
Oh, yeah.
That Michelle Obama did.
Yeah. Were we dissing it?
Yeah.
I felt like I agreed to it.
I didn't. Hmm. I was like, since when did this happen? Why?
But the pyramid changed, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's too Illuminati. You gotta switch it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And initially,
inside the eye.
And we did talk about like weird stuff like Illuminati and like Scientology and all that stuff. But the first episode, Sebastian was like, Sebastian as my co-host, he's like, well, you know what? Maybe we should just call it Untitled, like have no labels. We just do whatever we want. Facts. This was Sebastian's idea, right? And then it was actually Sebastian who came up with Black Seinfeld, okay? Because at the end, he was like, yeah, man, you know, this is a show about nothing, man. You know, we just like Seinfeld, but we black. He's like, oh, you know what? That's the name of the show, Black Seinfeld. There
Bingo.
You go. Bingo.
I like to shout out Wale.
Shout out to Wale.
For that album.
And my dad, because my dad likes Seinfeld, right?
Yeah.
One of the few white shows my dad watches. Definitely doesn't watch Friends. Nobody in the house watches Friends. But Seinfeld, when that's on TV, it's on. Now it's Big Bang Theory. No, he's an older man. He likes jokes like that. It's funny. I'm not too crazy about it. But like at that time, we used to listen to a lot of Wale, and it's like Seinfeld, the mixtape about nothing. Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, all right, Seinfeld, the show is about nothing. Now I understand why Seinfeld.
Right.
So that's why I kind of put it together. Exactly. I had that, you know.
And I would also like to give a shout out to Logic for shouting us out on his Black Spider-Man track.
We'd like to rate the album real quick for the people.
I don't really like it, I'll be honest.
Rate it.
Dang. I gotta listen more.
Three? Yeah, I don't like it.
Wow, I give it a 5 because Neil deGrasse Tyson carried the album.
Oh, that's the only reason why I gave it a 3. So, that's the only reason why I gave it a 3.
Yeah.
I felt like he was just like, it was blatantly To Pimp a Butterfly, in my opinion.
Funny thing about the Logic and saying Black Seinfeld. So I took writing 302 this semester. Mm-hmm. After I finished the essay, we had to do a PowerPoint slide. So for my PowerPoint, for my presentation, I didn't really talk about marketing research. Kind of spoke about Black Seinfeld.
Really?
I kind of made up some stuff about things we researched. We never gave out surveys.
Of course not.
Like, what you guys want to listen to? More politics? No, we did our own thing.
We just talked about whatever because we were bored.
So at the end of the presentation, we do questions. Everybody kept asking about our show.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, I know how to present, apparently.
Really? What did they ask?
No, they wanted to know where it was. Like, yo, we're official. We have iTunes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, type in Black Seinfeld, no space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find it. Wow. So, yeah. So someone asked me, did you make the name before or after Logic's album? It's like, it's impossible.
Yeah.
We've been doing this since 2014.
Exactly.
So,
did Logic listen?
So,
maybe he listens?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No. I tweeted at him too. He never replied back, so whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I give it a 3. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think you've been too generous lately with your ratings all of a sudden now.
No, because I cut songs out and I make my own version of it.
Oh, that's what you gotta do sometimes.
What about what?
Bryson Tiller.
Bryson Tiller?
His album dropped today.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we know. I didn't listen to
it. Been listening to?
Teenage I forgot the end of it. Teenage Yachty's Fantasy album. Or something?
Yeah, Lil Yachty's album.
Lil Yachty. I listened to it too.
I like it a lot.
I stopped at
I heard it four times.
I stopped at the track with Kamaya and YG because that was the best things that I've heard on that playlist so far.
The first song was great. Teenage Emotions.
It was alright.
It was great. I like every song on it.
I know you do.
So I was like it's really raging between
this
8 and 9.
Is crazy.
So yeah. I like Lil Yachty. Shout out to Lil Yachty. Great album.
There's four projects that dropped today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Oh, WAP, Drop Top WAP with Gucci.
He dropped his joint.
I'm going to listen to
it. I'm going to wait a week.
He dropped his joint.
I'm not going to listen to Bryson
Yachty
Tiller.
Yachty dropped, and that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I'm not going to listen to any of it.
It's The Real.
I know
you're
not.
It's The Real dropped a,
I know you're not.
A small EP.
Oh, real quick. Let's talk about how I met Daniel. Okay. Honestly, I don't really remember how I met you, Daniel.
I don't remember how I met you.
I don't remember how
I think
first
it was Satish
met.
Who met.
Satish.
It was Satish.
Shouts out to Satish Ram, okay? One of the best voices in the business, okay? Obama complimented him on his voice. He was very knowledgeable about pro wrestling and stuff, too.
Yeah,
I think that's how you came through.
Yeah, that's how I came through, Satish.
And Matt.
Matt.
Shouts out to Matt Marrero, Green Ranger. And Elliot Wiseman, you know what I'm saying?
The professor.
Who the professor. He is the professor now.
The professor.
Adjunct professor.
He is. Shouts out to him. Okay. And yeah, then you came in to Nerd New York and you were real knowledgeable with comic books. And that's why I appreciated you too. Because there were some things I just didn't read.
Yeah.
So you just read them all the time. Even at the internship, you just read comic books, dude.
Okay, look. To be fair, like, was when I was doing nothing, like, when the calendar was all finished.
Which was, like, every day.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, so, pretty much, yeah. Like, because new comic books always come out on Wednesday.
That's
Wednesday's comic book day.
That too.
Favorite day of the week? No, Thursday. New manga. Which switches, but yeah.
Favorite days are Friday. Movies, albums.
Ugh, I hate when you put all the albums in one day.
Yeah,
you know, find that awkward.
Remember when he used to drop on Tuesdays?
It was random.
Yeah.
Not everybody drop them when they feel like it.
Yeah.
That's great, too.
Mm-hmm. Music industry's changed.
Yeah, I don't want to wait 3 months because
no album release dates.
Yeah.
None of that.
That's what I'm upset about Shabazz Palace. Like, come out with an album in July. It's like, yo, you dropped 3 singles now. Come on.
Drop the album now.
Yeah. Now that we're talking about music, I want to give a quick shout out to Meek Mill, okay? Because it was because of Meek Mill.
Season 3.
During the summer that we came out with the... We acknowledged that Meek Mill took the biggest L, and we wanted Meek Mill to win so bad. And it was because of that we gave him the L of the week. The first ever L went to Meek Mill.
And then we went on the professor's show, the first transfer report. We were discussing that.
Oh, Wes Jackson?
Yeah.
Shouts out to Press Wes Jackson.
Yeah. And he shout out our shows too, so shout
Thank
out
you.
To him.
Oh,
supporting.
We have to give another shout out to a person who graduated, okay, but he's not. He does a lot of plays and stuff. But shouts out to Eric Normal Mendez, Emerge on
Emerge,
the radio.
Yeah.
I remember Sebastian and him at beef at one point.
I never seen his face, but I heard his show because back then I used to listen to everybody's stuff.
And this was when Eric was like, he followed radio,
yeah.
Like, cause he was interning for like
Power 105
for MEZ and all that, so he knows MEZ and everything. So like, he would do it
97, right?
No, Power 105.
Power 105. Okay, I'm
so old. He would do his show like by the books. It really
he still
sucked.
Does. I worked with him for one of his other shows. Recorded it too.
Oh,
I learned
really?
A lot from him. That's why I wanted to have my show back because I learned a lot from him. So back then, I heard his show, and that was around the time Control came out.
Right.
No, Control.
The Kendrick thing came out.
It was funny, but like if you really look back to it, it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Not anymore. But he said something that I don't remember what he said. Something about like, I don't remember, dissing New York rappers or something. So the next episode,
King of New York.
I dissed him without knowing who he is.
Right.
And for some reason, he heard me.
Yeah, he was in the studio, by the way.
He heard me.
He was in the studio.
And the next episode, I think the next episode, the next day.
Yeah, he came right back.
And he was in front of me.
Yeah. I was just laughing.
I was like, so which one of you guys said? I was like, oh, wow.
I was like, yo, hey, Eric, what's up, man?
So
I still see him around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
No beef, though.
No, we're cool after that. We spoke.
We squashed it.
Hey, yeah, we squashed
we
it.
We even came up with this fake reality show. It was called The Real World, York College Radio. Remember that, Bastion?
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to remember it?
It was cringe.
Oh, God. It was terrible.
Cringe fest.
Like Eric would be like the antagonizer, and like he had beef with us because I think he hated. I think the sketch was like it was like The Real Husbands of Hollywood, okay? And I think what it was, I think we talked about D12 for some reason, or like Eminem, and it was some stupid like D12 isn't relevant anymore. And Eric was like, man, Eminem was one of the greatest. And then we have like confessions in the studio and crap. It was real cringy. It was so cringy. It was bad. And I remember we did a fight, like a public fight. And like
we had three angles.
Yeah, we fought, right? But like everyone didn't know like it was all a game. So like they were calling security guards and stuff. And then Bruno's like, yo, cut. And we just started running.
Oh yeah, we ran out.
We ran.
We really did.
Yeah, we did.
We ran out. I forgot.
Not, why am I not here for the cool stuff?
I forgot. We really did
because
that.
Because we just wanted to do crazy stuff, man.
We really did that.
Why see security pull up on y'all?
No, we ran.
Oh, okay. I think we exaggerated. I don't think anybody passed by.
No one really cared.
It's like, let's meet up in the cafeteria.
Yeah, but yeah, I honestly didn't know like how much people like actually like listen to Nerd New York and like listen to Black Sampo, because I ain't gonna lie, it was because of like y'all listening and stuff that y'all got me on television and stuff, dude.
Yeah,
I'll never forget that, man. We were on CUNY TV, man. I'll never forget it. I was mad at you too, Brian, that time because I think this was during like winter break, and like he emailed you like I think it was like January, right? And then you told me about this like in February. I'm like, yo, why are you telling me this now? and then like I hit him up. He was like, hey man, like I'm sorry, we were on break or whatever, and yeah, I would love to do the show. And he's like, well, dude, I don't even know if we're doing the show anymore. Like, we doing something else. I'm going to call my boss and see if we're still doing it. So I was low-key mad at you that you kept that from me for February.
It was like 3 weeks.
Nah, man. Like, I was like...
That's a long time in TV time, man.
It was
man.
Television stuff. I was gonna
Do you
like,
guys remember it? I saw the episode. It was a bit...
I think we talked about like South Park or something.
It was so corny.
It was.
Yeah.
The whole the comic book type edge name. It's like you say your name, like dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Your name is the bottom of the screen.
I do remember that. I remember that episode.
Am I gonna watch all 8 minutes of this?
Hey man, I was hyped because they kept in the part where it was like, yeah man, I like what I like, man. Y'all bash me for liking pro wrestling. I'm like, you watching Stevie J and Jocelyn right now loving hip hop, and that's fake. But you wanna criticize me for watching pro wrestling. Let me watch what I watch. You know, I like what I like.
We should put it on the page. I'm gonna look for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it back up. Man. I mean, it's still on YouTube. And I'll put that on my resume too. On my radio resume. I'm like, yo,
yeah, we're
I was on television. And I'll never forget that day too, because that was when like everyone just decided to show up, and we were being interviewed in the studio. So we also have a glass too, ladies and gentlemen. So I felt like an animal because everyone was just looking in the glass.
Like, who are those guys?
It was you, me, Trump,
and Elliot. Yeah,
because and Matt had to stand in the corner.
Yeah, Matt had to stand in the background. Poor Matt. But no, he did walk with us to the station. I remember that.
Yes, and like. Ah, that was a good day.
Yeah, I was hyped, man. I was like, dang, I'm going to be on television.
I'm out here.
Like, things are going.
Hustling right now.
Exactly. And because of Nerd New York, you know what I'm saying? Daniel and I got free tickets to Comic-Con last year.
That was
sick. And we went to Rock Comic-Con. I also want to shout out to the LaGreca brothers, Jeff and Charlie, because I met them at Midtown Comics, and it was through meeting them where, you know, I learned about podcasting and I learned about like Comic-Con, and like, you know, that's where I was getting the connects from.
Shout outs to you guys. Shout outs to Kirby Crackle. Shout outs to
my dark little corner. Shout out to Kyle, dude. If y'all listen to the live podcast we had over at Rock Comic-Con, my dark little corner is funny.
Yes,
listen
they are.
To them, please.
Shout out to God.
Shouts out to Jesus.
Shout out to God.
Shout out to Kanye.
Jesus. Shout out to Jesus as well.
We're shouting out everybody.
He's walking out on sunset.
Seriously, because man, it was really without. I didn't realize like how many of y'all would like actually listen to this thing, and like I would go on Podomatic and I would see like it'd be in the hundreds, and the most popular one was the John Cena one. The John Cena meme was a thing.
John Cena.
And his name is John Cena.
Okay.
Brian don't have it.
He deleted it
because it's just me talking.
It's old memes.
It's just old stuff, and it has like 7,000 listeners.
Yeah, that's good. You're doing numbers, dude.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. Like the first time it went smooth, and then Sebastian came in, and like I just couldn't contain my laughter. And then we played it, and Sebastian just didn't get it at all. He's like, "What?
Yeah, well, I'm not really.
Yeah, he wasn't.
I never connected to the wrestling.
He's not in meme culture or wrestling.
I remember. I'll never forget this. Sebastian called Stone Cold Cold Stone. I was tight.
Like the ice cream store.
Yes, like the ice cream store,
was
man.
16-3 on the back of his.
Yeah, exactly. Like what? 16-3. I'm like, 316? No, it's 3:16, man.
I know, Bible, man.
Oh my goodness. You probably looked at him like.
I really did.
You guys never noticed I was always quiet
when it came
wrestling.
To pro wrestling. Yeah. He did not.
When I was in fifth grade, I could have gotten into wrestling. The thing is, I couldn't watch TV, so never connected.
Yeah. Can't watch.
Shout out to my Asian
struggle.
Parents.
Yeah,
I'm being the older sibling, so that means that you have to be the first person to break that.
Yep.
Now your younger sibling can watch TV whenever they want, and it's like I went through so much. Trouble for this,
like
right?
Middle fingers
to
your parents.
To the middle child, man.
Yeah,
shout out to you.
It's okay. I'm the baby, so
yeah.
Can't relate to that struggle.
Shout out to being the only.
Dang, that's problematic.
That sucks.
You have a lot of cousins?
I have cousins. Like one, my favorite cousin, Heavy, is cool.
All right, so there you go.
All right,
yeah. Bastion, for those of you who don't know, you know he is he likes to call me a plebe in the beginning. Okay,
why are you a plebe?
First off, I'm gonna say this. Like,
what is
I don't
that?
Do that
what
is
I know
meaning,
he doesn't.
Hold.
That's why I said you were
what
pompous.
What is the meaning etymology of plebe?
So there's two things.
Can I say?
Can I say this
first?
Ahead.
I'm sorry.
When he first called me a plebe, it was like, it's like white people discovering what Yakub is. Like, it's like they have no idea what it is. I had no idea what a plebe was, but I felt insulted because, like, what the heck is a plebe? So please give the definition of a plebeian, Sebastian.
So there's two things. For music, people that feel that they have higher taste than everybody else, Patricia. Mm-hmm. But if your taste is lower than mine, call you a plebe because you wouldn't get it. You won't understand. You can't comprehend.
Right.
You're low class plebeian.
Exactly. You would be like, you know, I'm a what'd you say, a patrician?
Yeah, I'm a patrician.
You're like, yeah, I'm a patrician, but I have plebeian taste.
Yeah.
I'm like, this dude is. And that was the first time I was like, yo, this dude is a douche. I'm sorry, dude.
I actually looked up plebe on Google.
See, there you go. It's a commoner, right?
No, it's a newly entered cadet or freshman, especially at a military academy.
Oh.
Well, there's two, and there's another one is like commoner or something like that.
Well, that's,
and I thought of you. I looked at you different, like, yo, this dude is such a prick.
When you're doing the whole music thing, and you just have problems talking to people.
Right.
Yeah, at one point in time, I did. It's like, I like so much music.
Exactly.
I don't like just hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know, listen to this. Like, no, I don't like it. It's not hip-hop.
Exactly.
Where to drop. You know,
and see, the problem was,
I get what you're coming from.
That's what got me angry.
It was kind of high school.
Right.
Talking to a lot of people in high school. And when I got into college, and I thought everybody was open-minded.
Absolutely
such a fool.
But I was, the problematic thing was, I didn't feel like, I thought it was unfair because we listened to somewhat of the same music. I just didn't get into Death Grips yet.
Mm.
I'm still not into them, but I tried.
No, it's fine. Now I get it. Now I grew up, so I won't say if you don't get Death Grips, it's fine. It took me a year to get it.
Right.
Okay. But because you dissed Yeezus for the wrong reasons.
No, I dissed Yeezus because Kanye wasn't Kanye, okay?
This is why.
He's breaking my heart.
I was never on Black Seinfeld because you guys talk about, you're way too passionate about music for me.
Yeah, because music is life,
man. Music is life. That's everything.
Music is life.
You like The Life of Pablo, though, right?
Yeah, I love
you like Pablo.
But
so
you didn't
fun.
Like Jesus. All right, Charlamagne.
Who, me?
No, him. Oh. Charlamagne said the same thing.
Listen, man, Blood on the Leaves, Black Skinhead, New Slave, and Bound 2. I like that. I like those.
I thought the idea and like, the concept.
God.
Absolutely.
That video for Bound 2 is terrible.
Oh, no. I remember.
I like Bound 2. I love the song.
That's video. Remember, I am
the video is no video. Is
what's the first track again? I forgot.
Black Skinhead.
No, the
Black
first
Skinhead.
Track.
Why is her hair?
Black
off
Skinhead.
The, off the project.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Not the
wasn't
first
it,
single.
It wasn't Black Skinhead?
No.
I got you.
But yeah, I had to remember I Am a God when they had that stupid Assassin's Creed movie trailer.
Yo, what was amazing about that song was when he was
site,
on tour.
On site.
When he was on tour, site. He had a guy come out like Jesus.
Yeah.
I do remember
the thing,
that.
The thing about that God. Is you have to be there for the entire story because this is what makes Hyde like next level.
Right.
Because he knows how to captivate the crowd.
Yeah.
So that's one thing people were saying. It's like, oh, from the outside, you might think you don't get it. But once you're there for the whole story and everybody said it was actually really. I met people that not too crazy about Kanye West, but they went to
the Yeezus.
Yeah,
what
on
did
site.
They think about the Yeezus.
They loved it. They loved it. Everybody I spoke to loves the Yeezus tour because he didn't play just Yeezus. He played every song.
Oh, of course, but I mean, he does that with everything.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like people that even dislike Kanye, they just buy it because their friends bought it. You know, it's like, hey, he knows how to entertain the
and
folks.
And then I think like Pitchfork was like. Most overrated album, Yeezus. The most underrated album, Yeezus. The most talked about album, Yeezus.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that was my argument. First of all, I don't like Pitchfork. I go with Pitchfork because they give you new music to listen to. It's cool.
Yeah.
But I don't like their rating system. But I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever. Yeah. Because they were right. That
number
year, everybody
Yeezus.
Hated Yeezus. And that year, everybody loved Yeezus. And that year, you know, Yeezus.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things that only some artists could do. I can't imagine Jay-Z doing that. Because
yeah,
Jay-Z could only do two things. A bad album and
right.
an excellent album.
Right.
That's it. There's
right.
no in-between.
Right.
If you don't like it, you didn't like it.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So everybody disliked it, you
that's
know?
That's correct. So, yeah, like 5 minutes left. Do y'all want anything? Do y'all have anything else to say?
Well, I have a quote.
What's that?
Darn it, now I forget it. Now I forget it. Darn it.
Really, dude?
Oh, man.
In the last episode, you have a quote, but you forget it.
You don't research it up?
You know, this is the beauty of Black Seinfeld. You know why? Because before, we didn't care about, like, who said anything. We just said it.
Yeah.
Okay? We didn't care about facts.
Yeah.
We just said things just to say it.
But I think we evolved and tried to straighten out the...
Kind of grew up,
no,
too.
I got...
What's the quote?
I got it. The thing about life is you don't... The point of life is not to try to live forever. The point of it is to make something that will.
Well, Logic would totally disagree with that because in Logic's mind, you were before like an Asian woman.
Wow.
Wow.
If you listen
like
to the album...
I like the concept.
If you listen to the album, you would understand.
The concept was cool. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was deep. It was too deep.
I was like...
For the album. Nah, the album wasn't good enough for the concept.
If Neil deGrasse Tyson said it, I would have...
He should have done that whole concept with the the GZA. The GZA
genius.
Yeah, because
he loves the GZA.
So, yeah, he loves the GZA.
Sebastian, do you want anything to say?
Look forward to new stuff, you know? We don't necessarily have to be Black Seinfeld to be Black Seinfeld. So.
True.
Yeah,
we can just come up with different things, you know. We just, look out for new things, whatever we do. We should really focus on the Facebook page. I think it's another.
Yeah, they really did not.
Got to do a banner for that.
Yeah. Even if we don't release new episodes, I think we should at least try to focus on the Facebook page.
True.
So, you know, follow us and back sign for on Facebook.
Steven.
It's been an honor with you, gentlemen.
Yeah,
it's been a crazy ride. Thanks so much for allowing me on the show, brothers.
Y'all can't see this, but we're pounding Steven. Whoa. All
right. We're giving that. Fire.
We're giving Steve some dap. And,
wow. There's no way you can recover it.
No.
Just move on. Just move on.
That's a great way to sign off. But no, you know, I'm going to be sentimental and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to Nerd New York, listen to York College Universe, listen to Black Seinfeld, if you just listen to me, man, I honestly appreciate it. I love y'all.
Thanks for all the great music conversations.
Because y'all didn't have to listen to me, y'all. Honestly, seriously.
Shout out to our theme song.
Shouts out to the theme song.
Thundercat.
Shouts out to Thundercat.
Kendrick Lamar.
Shouts out to Kendrick. Shouts out.
Shout out to Bastion.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole crew, those we lost.
Yeah. Shouts out to everyone, man. I appreciate
it. And our affiliates.
I love
people
y'all.
People that came on the show. Shout out to Malice.
Shouts out to Malice.
Shout out to the competition.
Shout out to you, Gio.
Shouts out to No Filter. Do your thing. All that. No, seriously.
Yeah, shout out to No Filter.
Yeah,
we're shouting you guys out.
All right. I love y'all. Oh, yeah. WBAI, man. Listen to us, man. May
31st. That's our start for something new, you know?
Exactly.
It's our fresh start.
6 o'clock, 99.5 FM. I love y'all.
Later, guys.
I got to Undertaker this. Peace.
Thank you and goodbye.
My name is Bio Fiami, New York City guitarist and president of the York College Music Club, and you are listening to ycradio.org, the voice of today's generation.